World famous Phil Henry Show, and with me here now is a gentleman. We're going to just go into this interview straight, without any, no build-up, no precursors, because this is a strange story. And this is a gentleman, Bud. Why don't you give us the lead in on this?
Yeah, it's a gentleman that I met over here at the Agora Car Wash today at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I said, and we got to talking, and his story was just interesting and everything, you know.
And you talked about, how did it, and we'll get to you in a moment, sir, but you talked, how did this get to where it got to, Bud?
Well, I was just, saying, yeah, I was getting my car washed, he'd get his car washed. I had El Camino, and he did too, and we were talking about it. And everything, we were talking about it, and then he told me what his name was, and so then I got into the story about it.
Okay. So, sir, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Jif Lube.
Jif Lube. And that's not always been your name.
No.
So, Bud and you were talking, and you got into the story as to how your name became Jif Lube. Can you tell us?
Yes. I was 5 years old. My father was a business executive. He was in a partnership with two other men. They had a company. It was garage door hinges and springs and that kind of thing. And he had a business disagreement with them. They kidnapped my mother. And the ransom was that he changed my name, my sister's name, and my brother's name. He changed our names.
And he changed your name, and the demand was to change your name to Jif Lube?
Yes.
Can you tell us your real name?
My real name is George Hansen, and my brother is Jif, my sister is Krista.
Okay. Before you tell me how you got the name Jif Lube, did your brother and your sister, their names were changed too?
Yes.
To what?
Well, my brother's name was changed to Analyze, and my sister, Oil Up. Okay, so he's...
I can't help...
Why is he going... This was part of the agreement, sir?
Part of the agreement was if we laugh, he gets up and stands at the door with one hand and one foot extended toward the exit.
With one hand and one foot...
I have my foot out.
Yeah, see, he's ready to just move toward the exit.
I'm sorry, so you're going to realize... Can you sit down, Mr... Do I call you Mr. Lube?
That's fine. Good.
Why? Let me ask you something, sir. I apologize for laughing, but you must expect we're going to laugh.
I would expect that you would laugh upon hearing the story the first time, but repeat bouts of laughter is a lack of discipline and a lack of interest in my feelings and sensations that I have felt over time.
Okay. All right. I guess the question that I have for you is, why have you not changed your name back?
Because I fear for the safety of my mother still.
You do?
Yes.
What about your sister? Now, again, your brother's name is Analyze.
That was his name. He's changed his name back since.
He's changed his name back, and your sister changed her name from Oil Up to?
Back to Krista.
Okay. And do they not fear for your mother?
They feel that my mother is in safe hands. I am still concerned because my father said, and these are two men.
Can you tell us the names of these men?
Yeah, Wilson Spreelock and Ovid Musburger.
Wilson Spreelock, Ovid Musburger,
these men were partners of my dad, yeah.
Where are they now?
I don't know, and I am not really, I don't know, and I'm not really anxious to find out, but I...
Well, what if they're not... what if they're deceased?
I know they're not deceased. My father said that they're not.
Okay. So, your name was changed to Jif Lube, and that's the name you go by now.
Yes.
That must have been a tough thing growing up as a kid. All of a sudden, the kids knew you. What was your name originally?
Well, my name was Bon Boy Hansen. My brother's Jif and my sister's Krista.
Bon Boy.
Yeah. And
okay, that's not a very usual name, is it?
No, it's not. And when they said, my sister and my brother changed their name back, they said, why don't you do it too? And I said, I don't think I will. I fear for mother's safety. And besides, I'd be changing my name back to Bon Boy. And
going through life as Jif Lube was a trade-off?
About the same difference, yeah.
What was the toughest part of your life? Your mother was released?
My mother was released, and she was fine. It was about a three-week period between the time we legally got my name changed to Jif Lube to her release.
Well, didn't you feel as if maybe they had gone back on their word?
Yeah, were you not afraid?
I'm afraid of what?
Well, that they didn't immediately release her.
Well, no, I mean, as soon as the name got changed.
Oh, and the name got legally changed?
Yes, they in the court did a expedited change of my name from Jeffrey Hansen to Jiff Lube.
And then they released her?
Yeah.
What about your sister and your brother?
Well, it's the same thing. They changed their name to Annalise and Oil Up.
I know that the courts are not going to change anyone's name to something ridiculous or something that's racially offensive, but in this case, they did. Why?
Well, they knew that it was a matter of public safety and the safety of the family.
So the court knew that your mother was kidnapped and these name changes had to take place before she'd be released?
Yes, sir.
With me is Mr. Jiff. What was that?
That's a chair.
That sounded like a... That sounded like you cut a fart. I'm going to...
No, sir, I did not.
No, I did not.
So you move over to the door every time you think you're being offended.
Every time I think that you're laughing at me, yeah.
Sir, it was the chair squeaking. No one was farting. Yeah. We're talking here with Mr. Jiff Lube.
Okay.
Yes. Growing up with the name Jiff Lube, it must have been hellish. There were a lot of jokes, obviously.
What kind of jokes?
Well, I mean, the ones you might imagine, you know, like, where's the lube? Oh, he's here. I think we need some lube. Come on in here, Jiff. Time to lube up. Hey, it's lube, yeah. And I heard that and heard that.
And these jokes were in very bad taste.
I think so, yes. And the one I didn't really like was the one that got circulated my senior year in high school was, if only we had some lube.
If only we had some lube.
Yeah.
So, but through it all, you kept that name because you're afraid your mother might be kidnapped again.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And your brother and sister changing his name from Annalise and her name from Oil Up didn't matter.
No, they thought she was fine. And my mother was safe and at home with us.
Well, what did your mother say to you?
My mother would say to me, I'd say, Mom, do you feel safe? You know, should I change my name back to Jeffrey or should I remain as Jiff Lube? And I even said I could make it even more floral if the people had kidnapped you. I could say Jiff, I could call myself Jiff the lubed one or Jiff one, you know.
Jiff the lubed one. Why would you do that? Yeah, why would you further the humiliation?
Because I wanted to make sure my mother was safe.
What would you say to me if I said to you right now that I don't believe you? I think this is all made up.
Okay.
Yeah, there he is.
What if I said I don't care if you leave?
Okay, bye.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Where's he going?
Mr. Lube?
He went out the door, Mr. Okay, well, fine. Then he's full of shit.
You try going through life with the name Lube.
Is that it?
Mr. Lube. Mr. Lube? Mr. Lube. Yeah.
What? I think he's full of shit. I think you're full of shit. I think we just wasted an entire segment. I'm not...
Well, why don't we do something else?
No, I'm not. This is going out to all of our platforms. This is going out to all our listeners. Some guy calling himself Jiff Lube.
Yeah?
You don't know what it's like! Why don't you sit down then, sir, and kind of stand there like you're crazy?
You know what it's like.
Are you bullcrapping me?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
All right, well, listen, I think we've lubed up this segment.
Okay. Yeah, there he goes.
That's right, I'm not coming back.
Shit. And if we laugh, he goes to the door with one foot extended and one hand extended.
Yes.
Is he gone?
Let me go check. Mr. Lube? Yo, Lube. He's gone. What's so funny?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think we probably ought to have a poll of some kind and ask people if they believe any of this shit that we just laid out.
Well, Phil, don't be angry about it.
Yeah, Phil, I mean, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Well, look, man. You meet some guy at a car wash.
I told you this story and you said, yeah.
I didn't go, yeah. By the way, we're getting a lot of commentary at the BSB's and More page and elsewhere from people laughing about the way we say yeah around here. So could we stop, please?
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm being Bud Dickman.
You're the one that's doing it, Phil. I'm the one that's doing what?
You just went, yeah, like that.
Well, so Bud meets this guy at a car wash, and he says to you that his name is Jif Lube.
Yeah, and I asked him, how come? He said, my mother was kidnapped.
Oh, well, naturally.
Well, then he told the story.
And he tells the story that he feels his mother is in danger. And so they, and these guys asked your father.
Not my father.
I mean, they asked the father, change the boy's name to Jif Lube and they'll release the mother.
Yeah, the boy's Analyze and Oil Up. I don't know, man. I mean, you can laugh all you want, but that's what he told me.
That's what he told you. I got a few things I would. I got a bunch of fairy tales I could tell you too, bud. Would you believe them?
If they were believable, I mean, that.
If they were believable.
If they were believable, yeah.
If they were believable, yeah. And this guy, Jif Lube, I don't know, man.
You know what you want to do is get this guy's father. Is he still alive?
No, the father, but the mother's still alive.
We should get the mother on. What's her name?
It's B. Hansen.
B. Hansen.
Yeah. B.E.
B.E.
Hey, Phil, what are you just, you're learning the English language for the first time? B.E.
All right, okay. Get her, can you get her on the phone?
I think so, I don't know.
B.E., yeah. B.E. B.E.A. is the way B spelled.
No, but she spells it B.E., B. Hansen, meaning it was a family thing, but, you know, to be the strongest, you can be B. Hansen.
What the fuck?
Bud, what are you, now I'm going to get pissed off.
Yeah, Miss Hansen? My name is Bud Dickman with the Phil Henry Show. We just had your son, Jif Lube. Yeah, uh-huh. The lubed one? Is that what you call him? Yeah. Well, Analyze? No. Do you still call him that? You call him Ain? You call him Anal? Well, it's his name's... Yeah. We just got done talking... Can I talk to her? Hold on. We just got done talking to Jif Lube. The lubed one, yeah. Is that what you call him? Okay.
Let me talk to her. Hi. Mrs. Hansen, this is Phil Henry. How are you?
Yes, hello, it's B. Hansen.
Okay, Miss Hansen, we just talked to, is your son Bond Boy Hansen?
Yes.
Okay, otherwise known as Jif Lube?
Yes.
Okay, we just spoke to him, and he told us a story about how his name came about. Can you tell us, so we can verify if he was telling the truth or not?
Well, I don't know what he told you. I can tell you that in 1979... I was abducted by two members of my husband's sales staff and held for ransom. And the ransom was that the names of my three children be changed to the names of lubricants or anything having to do with lube. And when they were arrested, they felt that my husband had put it to them dry. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I understand, yeah.
Okay. That he put it to them dry, and so they said... As a result, they want my children to be renamed Lube, Jif Lube, Lubaboo, not Lube, but Jif Lube.
What, the other name was Analyze?
Analyze and Oil Up, yeah.
The other two kids changed their names back. Your son, Jif Lube, did not, he says, because he still fears for your safety.
Yes, and I tried to disabuse him of that.
Do you feel at risk? Yes, do you feel as if you're in any danger?
No, I do not. Primarily because the two men involved, Musburger and Spurlock, both of them passed on in the Kobo sinking in Alaska last year.
What was the Kobo sinking?
That was a cruise ship that sank in the Bonneville Straits in Alaska.
I would not have. Okay, so both of these men are deceased as a result of that ship sinking, and you're not. You don't feel you're in any danger?
No, I don't. But I know that Bonboy. Jif, as he's now known and has been known for the last 50 years, Jif Lube is you know, or 45 years, Jif Lube will always be lubed up and ready to go, I guess you could say.
All right, see, you make a joke out of this guy's name. He was walking out of here every time somebody laughed about it.
Well, I'm not making a joke at all. I'm saying, and if you're listening right now, Jif, you know that mother loves you, and I'll oil the way for you straight ahead. I'll grease the skids. Now, I know you may think I'm joking and that I'm making some jokes, Jif, but understand that your name lends itself to it. What I'm saying is I'm your mother and I love you, and I'll oil the way for you, grease the skids, and make sure you come down off the rack without a squeak. Hello?
Yeah. That is... all right, thank you very much, ma'am. That's...
That is B. Hansen. Oh, I forgot to mention her. Get her back on the line, will you?
Gavis Hansen? Yeah, can we get you back on?
Yeah. I Miss Hansen, I forgot to ask you something.
Yes.
Your name is B.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
I spell it B E.
B E.
Yes.
As in B. Hansen.
Yes. So, in other words, the message for our children, our friends, is B. Hansen, meaning be a Hansen in every way that you can be a Hansen, or GTFOOH. B. Hansen, or GTFOOH.
Well, what is that GTFOOH?
Yeah, it's vulgar, Mr. Andrew.
What is it?
Or get the fuck out of here. B. Hansen.
Okay, so, folks, you can't see. This is where Mr. Henry's looking at me like it's all my fault.
No, no, it's not all your fault. It's just I don't know why you'd buy into this bullshit, you know?
What bullshit?
B. E. Hansen. I bet you all those people that we just talked to, Jiff Lube, B. Hansen.
Well, we only talked to two people.
Well, whoever the hell we talked to, I bet you they're going to get together tonight over drinks and have a big laugh. Yeah, we got on the Phil Henry podcast.
I got to agree with Phil.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. It's all my fault, huh?
Hi, my name's Jiff Lube, and I got that name because my mother was held for ransom by, what was it, Geek Spurlock?
Yeah, some guy named Musburger.
And these guys were partners of this guy's father who made garage doors.
Garage door springs.
Garage door springs. But the biggest question of all, the biggest, I think, statement to be made through all of this is why did I, Phil Henry, the host of this thing, why did I buy it and let it on the air?
Yeah.
All right, Phil, way to do it. That's one for the ages. Fuck.
Oh, my. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm B. Hansen. Golden shit's hand on the wall. He just said golden shitheads on the wall. Styles
make fools of us all. Pack his car, take his shit. Thank you. Find the bastard to the floor.